This is where every day we get together, we get into God's Word, and we grow in our love for the Lord together. And this year, 2021, we'll make it through all the wisdom literature. Today we're at Proverbs chapter 7, verses 6 through 20. Why don't we go ahead and have some coffee, we'll pray, and we'll get into God's Word. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for your Word. We thank you for what a wonderful God you are to us, that you give us practical wisdom, that you teach us principles for how to live our lives, to build our lives upon the rock of your wisdom. Lord, we pray that we would hear your Word, understand it, and that you would apply it to our lives. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, here we go. Proverbs chapter 7, verses 6 through 20. I forgot to do one more thing over here. There we go. All right. For at the window of my house, I looked through my lattice and saw among the simple, I perceived among the youth, a young man devoid of understanding, passing along the street near her corner. And he took the path to her house in the twilight, in the evening, in the black and dark night. And there a woman met him with the attire of a harlot and a crafty heart. She was loud and rebellious. Her feet would not stay at home. At times she was outside, at times in the open square, lurking at every corner. So she caught him and kissed him. With an impudent face, she said to him, I have made peace offerings with me. Today I have paid my vows, so I came out to meet you, diligent to seek your face, and I have found you. I have spread my bed with tapestry, colored coverings of Egyptian linens. I have perfumed my bed with myrrhs, aloes, and cinnamons. Come, let us make our fill of love until morning. Let us delight ourselves with love, for my husband is not at home. He has gone on a long journey. He has taken a bag of money with him, and will come home on the appointed day. Well, it's kind of an odd place to stop, but since we're taking the Proverbs slowly, that's where we are. What does he say about this young man? Right, he's talking to his son, and he's saying, I've watched out my window, I've watched this happen before. We don't know if this is a real scenario or an imaginary story that what do you call someone who writes a proverb, a proverbist, I don't know what you call the person who writes the Proverbs. Anyways, but he's giving his son this story. He says, I looked out and I saw this man who was walking around the streets at night. He had no business being out in the streets at night. And yet I also saw this woman. Right, and you hear the treachery in her heart, right? She's feigning obedience to God. She's feigning this obedience, this religiosity. And yet, her heart is enticed to try to snare this young man. And she makes it sound sensual. She makes it sound okay. You're not going to get caught. She makes it sound to him like, this is going to be pleasurable. Look, I've made my bed. Everything's going to be wonderful. Come on in. I've made my vows to the Lord. Son, don't go that way. All right, this is what sin does. We said this time and time again. Sin always overpromises pleasure and over delivers on guilt. Sin has its pleasure for a season, but brothers and sisters, wrath and judgment comes. Sin does not go unpunished. It's real. Don't fall into those temptations. And this could be easily said the opposite way around. I was just talking to a man recently in another congregation in another part of the country where there was a man who did this to one of the women in their congregation, who preyed upon one of the young women in the congregation. So this wisdom is not just for the young men, but also for the young women. Do not be enticed by that man. Stay far from him. He might seem like his words are as sweet as honey, and he's as smooth as butter. He might seem handsome and erudite. He might be able to make people smile and laugh, but you got no business going into his bedroom. Stay away from him. Have wisdom, right? Have understanding. Remember the words of God. Remember what he said. You shall not commit adultery. This is how you love your neighbor. This is how you love your own life. This is how you, most importantly, love God. This is what Jesus Christ has given you, his spirit of wisdom in your heart for. Stay away from them. They're smooth. It sounds good. You're not going to get in trouble. It's all going to go well, and it's all a lie. It's what pornography offers. Oh, you can just indulge in this. You're not hurting anyone. You're not. It's just fun, enjoyment, and that's a lie. It's going to hurt you. It's hurting the people who are involved in this. It's committing adultery. It's sexual immorality. It's just stay away from there. If it's in this way of tempting, right? And we're going to be talking about other principles in godly life, but especially for this first part of the Proverbs, this is a man talking to his young son. His son is coming of age. And I hope that young people hear this and take it to heart. Stay far away. Don't awaken love before desires. Don't go after illicit desires. Preserve yourself, because your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit. Therefore, glorify God with your body. Have wisdom, have understanding. Stay far away from the harlot's door. Let's pray. Father, we thank you so much for this day. We thank you for your word. We thank you that you have given us the blessing of marital intimacy, this beauty of a man and a woman knowing one another. What a picture that is of the intimacy there is in marriage and the emotional ties that that brings. But Father, we pray that when it's twisted and wrong, that you would teach us to stay far away from it. Lord, we pray that you would care for us this day. We pray that we would fix our eyes upon Jesus and that we might love you. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, may the Lord deliver you from temptation. May you keep upon the narrow road. May you love the Lord with all your heart, and may you walk in his ways. I'll see you tomorrow. Bye.